And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Real quick, as we are here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. I do want to remind you to go and like the podcast, share the podcast, rate the podcast, do what you got to do to spread the word, because it actually helps grow the podcast if you do stuff like that. There's a thing called an algorithm, and it...
Do we even know that that's it?
Yeah, like you're supposed... The higher and more ratings you get... Mm-hmm. The more they will bump it up in the suggestions.
Is that why they always say, hit the subscribe, but also the bell.
The bell, yeah.
The bell is something, because they all do it.
The bell does notifications. So,
So just do that. Whatever podcast app you're listening on, please, 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 like it, share it, rate it, do whatever you got to do. Give us all the best stuff you can, because, we'll give you the best we've got. And the best we've got is a banana.
Oh.
Hey, guys!
I saw it sitting there.
You saw it sitting and you knew it was happening.
I knew it was coming.
You know, if you're an artist or a content creator, Pickle Jar is going to help make you more money. Keep 100% of every fan tip, song request. I'm hoarse, by the way. Or a crowdfunding donation.
You playing in the bar last night, Banana?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll help support your creative talents, Pickle Jar. Plus, you know, you can get a sign-on bonus.
Does your band have a Pickle Jar account?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do. We got a sign-on bonus of up to $350 when we created our account. You can get yours at picklejar.com.
Stop doing that, boys.
The look on Dee's face.
It's not good for your throat. I'm telling you, I've said this before, but when he did that to the stranger in the airport.
Oh, my God.
After 9/11.
Okay, set it up. Okay, you're sitting in the airport.
You make it sound like I'm crazy.
Oh, my God.
We're sitting. You didn't have to make it sound like anything.
Raise your hand if you traveled with Bubba and it was awkward.
So we're sitting in the waiting for the flight to board.
Oh my gosh.
And there's this like a pole or whatever in between Bubba's seat, and then there's a pole to his left, and then there's some guy, like a businessman in a suit, who's like on his phone or whatever, just being quiet. Like it's like a doctor's office. No one talks.
It's an airport, and everybody's worried that there's going to be a terrorist attack. It was right after 9/11.
And so I'm just kind of sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear,
"Well,
hey, where are you going?
Where are you going? Where are you headed, fella?"
Bubba has this banana with a face from a Sharpie they drew on it, and is reached around the pole. The guy can't see his face. He just sees a banana come around.
Yeah, sure does.
And this voice. I was like, "What? Well, don't do that, man."
So are you going somewhere interesting?
Dude, be
is
cool,
this
man.
Business or personal?
The guy got up and left. Walked
no
away.
No kidding.
He's lucky that's all he did.
No, you're lucky you didn't get slapped like you were Chris Rock.
why are you slapping me, sir?
Dee said that comedian Carrot Top had the best visual gag on the Will Smith thing.
He posted a video and the guy goes, "Hey, Carrot Top, have you ever met Will Smith?" He goes, "Yeah, I've met him once." And he turned and he had four marks across his face
like
with red
marks.
Like finger marks. Hmm. He was a nice guy. He was a good guy. I enjoy him. I don't have a whole lot to say, but...
I would like to take this opportunity to wish Patrick a congratulations.
Congratulations? Again, oh, for the baby. Oh,
yeah, because that's how we ended last week's podcast.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's been a week, so I'm like, are we still talking about... Okay, good.
Patrick was like, I have to go, guys.
Yeah, I forgot. I got the text message while we were doing the podcast. That it was about to, it was going to go down that weekend. So. Mm-hmm.
And it went down, down, down.
So you're the mom's going to be leaving. They roll out.
The moms
soon,
are here
right?
through I think Monday or Tuesday, and then that's it. Then it's just us. They just leave us with a human and assume we know how to keep it alive.
Well, Vivica's mom is local, right? Like
she is.
So you're good. I mean, always going to have that.
She's not going to be there. She's not going to be there.
She'll be there if her daughter picks up the phone and says, "Mama, I need some help." Mama will be there.
Is she sleeping?
Is Vivica sleeping?
No, her mom.
Oh, no. Nobody in the house is sleeping.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a very good baby, and he has that little baby, you know, that little newborn cry that's just kind of cute. It's not even really, unless you try to change his diaper. And then he screams like you're stabbing him. Yeah. It is brutal. What's that?
I said my dad does.
Your dad does too. We try to change his diaper.
Change his diaper.
It's just, and so like it happened this morning. I think it was like 3:30 in the morning, and it was Vivica's turn, and she's up, she's feeding him, and then she has to change his diaper, and nobody's sleeping through that. It's just no way.
So you take turns?
Oh yeah.
Well, is it one?
I stayed up with him, and when she went to bed at like 8:30, and I stayed up with him till about 11 because he was wide awake. And then, you know, and then he slept for a while. And when it was time for him to wake up and eat again, she took over.
Babies are like cats. They sleep most of the time. But when they're awake, they're getting into stuff.
Are you, what's the, I don't know anymore. What's the rules on Benadryl?
It's not good.
You got a whole lot of whiskey sitting there.
You don't give kids Benadryl or whiskey. And just for the record, maybe he is joking before anyone calls the police. Is that the guy from today or is that a different guy?
That's a different guy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we had a guy call in today that
reminded us of
that's the guy who won.
The guy who won.
He won Garth Brooks
tickets. And he was like,
And I always hate that because I know people listening are like, God dang it.
That's the guy who won?
Yep. That's the one. He doesn't even care. And he did care.
I don't get him.
He did. He just, he was one just, of those guys.
He just wasn't.
Not. Yeah. Easy to get excited.
No, he's not a real life.
The only thing he gets excited about is if he gets like a 5 or 6 pound bass on his line. Then
He probably still just goes.
No,
he's like, how many
see
do
him
you
getting excited?
How many tickets do I get? Two.
One, sir. We're giving you one. Ticket.
You got to go all by yourself.
In fact, it's a half a ticket. You have to leave halfway through the show and let someone else have your seat. You know what?
That's not a bad idea. That's the way ticket prices are going.
I actually love that idea.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I wish I could co-opt tickets.
Sir, we will give you the first half of the concert, and then you have to tag out and let Jane here take over. She gets the second half.
So would you guys want the first half or the second half? Probably the second half.
Oh, you want the second half.
Those tickets are more expensive.
Unless you're like... guys like you and me, and like I don't want to stay that late.
Oh,
you know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
So there are, I think you could sell half concert tickets.
Or if you're on a package tour, and I want to see the band, like Def Leppard and Motley Crue are touring. I don't want to stick around for Crue. I want to leave after.
Oh, Def Leppard's opening?
Well, they flip their, Leppard will do, And Motley is terrible live. They're awful. They're caricatures of themselves.
Normally, how many times have you seen them?
Motley?
Yeah.
Probably 30.
Oh, so I would definitely
You've
consider
seen
you
Motley
an expert.
Crue 30 times?
It's
probably.
So bad.
Yeah.
You still keep going?
She just said they're terrible, yet she's paid to see them 30 times.
I saw a band 47 times.
Yeah, because they did package tours. They were on with other people I wanted to see.
I went and saw the Monkees. They tried to eat me.
Dude, Mickey Dolenz is Tuesday.
What
at the Ryman.
From the Monkees.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh boy!
What's another banana?
I don't
band?
Know, but that was really good.
Patrick,
Bob actually made me. You know what?
Somebody
I'm
punched. You have not actually. You
I'm
have
laughing at Bubba banana freaking jokes.
Dude, I'm gonna start sliding you some Benadryl.
Roy is taking your common sense away.
I love Benadryl.
Oh boy! Oh, I wish Bubba did love some Benadryl.
Well, I don't do that. But you know, like, I used to take not Benadryl, but I'd take like NyQuil. Or ZQuil, Unisom, that kind of stuff.
Dude,
I used to take it all the time.
I haven't taken NyQuil since that time I chugged half the bottle, and then you guys had to come out to my house to see if I was dead or not.
Oh, yes.
It was a wellness check.
Oh, that was...
that was weird.
Such a weird day. I woke up, there were some... our business manager, Katie, was knocking on my door. And I was like, what? What? And I kind of like stumble out of bed, and I look at my phone, and I had like 47 missed calls from Carson and Big D.
I remember I was talking to Carson and Bubba, and I was like, you know, he's not in great shape.
He did actually say that. I remember those words.
And this could be the day. And so I don't want to go over there and that be the last thing I remember.
So this was you said Katie?
So
said
this
Katie.
Was before I was a firefighter. Otherwise, now I would be like
now
volunteering.
Now Bubba would just be the guy.
Because I like breaking into stuff.
You lived like 25 minutes away.
Oh, I lived way on the... Oh, yeah, man.
There's
I
nothing we can do now.
The country.
There's nothing else
nothing
we can do.
Help,
so, no. We're just picking up bodies at this point.
So, and let's be honest, no one's picking up my body.
No.
It's going to take seven or eight.
Our rule is only deaths in the building.
Oh. Oh, that's nice. Very nice. Did you ever watch that series?
I did, finally, yes.
Finally,
so
and what do you
top
think?
Of mind. I thought it was fantastic. It was so original.
I tried to get you to watch it for the longest time.
And I finally did. You were 100% correct.
Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. Seriously.
Season two is in works.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they ran a preview during the Oscars, which you probably weren't watching until Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I never watched the Oscars even after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Oh, I did. I tuned right in.
Really?
Let me ask y'all, why do you think...
why do you tune in after the fact?
Because I knew he was the front runner for best actor, and I wanted to see if number one he'd win, and number two, what he'd say. Which was, you know...
Lame. I'm doing it for the ladies!
I love women!
Love makes you do crazy things, said every abuser ever.
I'm here to defend the ladies!
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow.
Why do y'all think Big Machine Distillery, Big Machine is the record label, Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, okay, a bunch of people.
Used to be Taylor back in the day.
Yeah, they have a distillery where they make vodka.
It's pretty cool.
And they switched over to making hand sanitizer during the pandemic, which makes sense. A lot of distilleries did that. Mm-hmm. They sent each of us 60 bottles of hand sanitizer.
Let me see.
And it looks like the airplane bottles of
alcohol, but it's hand sanitizer.
Wow.
And they sent a box with 60 of them to each other. They sent 300 bottles of hand sanitizer with no note, no explanation, no, this is a gift from Thomas Rhett. Mm-hmm. This is it. It just showed up here.
In other words, the smell.
They needed to get rid of it.
I don't know.
Through their address book.
Big D, smell this.
It smells like vodka.
Because I don't get anything from that ever.
It smells delicious. Like,
does it?
Also, it's 240. I thought your math was wrong.
No, there's five. There's five boxes.
Oh.
So 60 times five is 300. It's 300 boxes.
You know, like
there's only four of us here, so checking. D was not incorrect.
No,
have you guys ever watched My Strange Addiction, and you have the people who drink that?
Yes.
And they're
what's it smell like to you?
It smells like deliciousness.
Like vodka, kind of.
It doesn't smell like hand sanitizer.
No, it's got a...
I would definitely get a whenever you're done.
You have 60 of them. So.
Oh, well, where's another one?
There's a box. There's a whole box
with
for you, man.
Name
with your name
literally.
On it. With, like, no explanation at all.
Can I
just
smell?
Is an unsolicited case of hand sanitizer.
It's funny is that
it does smell different.
It smells great.
They've got some kind of a scent in it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, people, we used to be that we would get items sent to us from listeners. And we stopped doing it. We asked people to stop doing it.
Yeah, don't send us stuff.
Because, people wouldn't want to send food and,
after 9/11, all that changed.
Yeah,
man.
And you had, so we kind of stopped doing that. Except for a few people that we know and we vetted. But nowadays, we get stuff from, listeners, we get stuff from record labels and artists and stuff.
Well, I think we used to get more of that stuff. Mm. We used to get, I feel like back in the day, they used to, and especially CDs, they used to send, there's only one label that still sends CDs.
Why would you send a CD?
Oh, they still do it.
I like CDs.
They still send CDs. Black River still sends CDs.
At least
they were the last one to send me one. Mm. And I don't know if anyone else does that I can think of.
How many labels are there now left?
Oh, there's a ton. If you want to count all the small
labels.
There's
more now than there were probably 5 years ago.
And do you count Sony as one label, do you count that as four? Mm-hmm. You know, same with Warner Brothers.
Sony has four
Sony
branches.
Has Arista, RCA, help me, Carson, Columbia. Mm-hmm. That's no, there's Columbia gone now, and they have.
Oh, is Columbia gone?
I don't know.
Or they
have Columbia,
but
they don't have B&A. That's gone, and they have Monument. Records Nashville, which isn't really Sony, but so there's a lot of record labels.
Hey, it's hard to keep up. Did we ever find out what the story was on Randy Houser's thing? Is he one of the owners of that label? It's called Magnolia, which is like his thing.
He's their main artist.
He's their main artist.
But I thought he owned it.
I don't know. No one ever explained it to me.
Mm. Let's call him and ask him.
Oh, that's going to go well.
It might. The guy's got a business.
Because he's not going to answer.
Oh, is that
$5?
$5.
Oh, $5. Oh.
It's coming off my phone.
I will bet you a case of hand sanitizer.
Yes, I'll bet you a bottle of hand sanitizer right here.
I'll take that bet.
Okay. I'll take that bet.
Okay.
You're going to regret.
You're calling right now.
I'm the best.
Is Randy Houser going to cold answer when Big D calls him?
I just hope he doesn't say anything.
Phone up?
Yeah. Wait. It should be.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm afraid he might. I'm going to turn it down just for a moment in case.
He may answer
something. He might say something cussy.
Well, I can't hear him if you do that.
Well, I mean, you could tell him. Just say, hey, you're on the air. You know, whatever. Whenever you see his beautiful face.
He's going to answer? Somebody owes me $5.
And a bottle of hand sanitizer.
What the?
Actually, I think the bet is he has to take the hand sanitizer.
I mean, I like
I love the hand sanitizer.
I just think it's
forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right.
Okay. That'll be $5.
I'm going to leave a message.
Okay. Oh. Well, I mean, and say he wouldn't call you eventually.
Beep. Beep. Blah, 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 blah. I have his mic off, so it doesn't seem good. Yeah, we don't want the phone number.
And Bubba, we're actually doing a podcast, and we had a question about your the record, the new label and all that. If you get this within the next few minutes, you call me back. Thanks, man. Okay, yeah, there you go.
How weird is that, though, that people, like, if you get a celebrity's phone number and they don't give it to you, what do you do with it?
What do you mean?
Like you said, you don't want somebody figuring out his phone number because somebody might, and then what do? They call him?
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, why would you?
We did the stunt back in the day.
Oh, my
God. Way before.
Don't say it because we're going to do it
again. Do it again. Don't explain that. Oh, one of the best bits ever.
One of the best.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good. But yes,
people will call.
Yes, people will. And they have nothing to say.
No.
They just go, is this Randy?
Is this so-and-so?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so great.
Hey.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Like, a lot of them just hang up.
Oh.
They just hang up. Is this Luke Combs' phone number? Yeah. Click. And then they just hang up. Like, they just want to know that it's it.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
I don't know.
Funny thing is, we've never done that with a cell phone to see what kind of text messages you get.
Oh.
I would love to see that.
Here's body parts.
It might go really haywire.
I think it'll go bananas.
Wow.
You're right, it's contagious.
It's contagious. Now Carson's laughing.
Oh, no, it means I'm next.
You're next.
Oh,
he's
going like
to
get
you with his stupid
I'm high on hand sanitizer.
Bunches and bunches of laughs.
It's like contagion, and everyone's sick but me.
I have to go.
Well, congratulations again. And so many people have, in the comments section, said congrats on your new sweet baby.
Yes,
little
thank
Roy,
you. We
the
posted
boy Roy.
Pictures on the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. And he's cute. I'll post more later. I have to go because we're taking newborn pictures today. And I have to be in them.
Oh.
So I actually have to go home.
Are you going
to
wear a onesie too?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go. I'm going to put on decent clothes and pose for pictures. I don't know. It's the thing. My wife wants to do pictures, and I said I would be home in time.
Where are they doing? Are they doing? They come to your house?
Just come to the house and do pictures. Yeah.
So you're
it's a whole thing, man. Newborn photos.
I am so. Yeah, we did that with our kids, and Stacy was all into that. And thankfully,
that
my children were
then,
born.
That was new.
Well, I was going to say, thankfully, my children were born when I was thinner, or actually when I was thin, because like I was wearing like polos tucked in. Dude, I had a shirt tucked in.
There will be no tucked in shirts in the
pictures. There are people who like. Specialized in newborn.
Yes.
We have our friend Molly, that's one of her specialties. She does weddings and she does all kind of stuff.
And Gettys.
She took all of the, anytime you see a picture of Big D and Bubba, she probably took that. So, because she took our last official photos years ago.
These are really cute.
Does she put them in pots?
Oh, and she does like the stuff, they all pose the baby with
somebody
one.
Somebody say pot?
They pose the baby with like one arm under its face, so it looks like.
Oh my god! I'm looking at it right now.
They all
that's the exact same one.
Do that exact photo, so it looks like he's he passed out.
Because also, what can you do with a newborn?
It's a newborn. You take pictures of him sleeping.
That's
she literally told us to feed him and keep him, try to keep him awake until she gets there, so he'll be tired and want to sleep for the pictures.
So then you just kind of
you don't want their eyes open.
No,
none of these have their eyes open.
No, because they're newborns. They're always sleeping,
and they look cuter when they're sleeping because it's that vulnerability.
Dude, they.
I don't like that.
They get them all kind of
sleepy. I've seen those 1860s, like when they're
already dead.
When they take the death pictures.
Oh,
that's
awful. That's what that free. No.
Oh.
What?
Wow, some of these
Patrick, why is your camera pointed to the roof?
Because I was standing up. Sorry. I have to move it when
are
I
you
stand
do,
up.
I
can't sit on this stool too
are
long.
Are you guys going to do like a couples thing? Like where we're holding it.
Everybody in the table
has their eyes closed.
My parents are in town, and her mom's going to be in the pictures, and then my daughter's going to pose for pictures. Like we're all doing like family photos with the baby as the prop.
You could do like a tub train, like you in the back, then Vivica, and then Roy.
First of all, there isn't a bathtub in my house that I fit in. You think I can get in a bathtub with other people? No. Oof. Not a thing.
Y'all gonna do the whole like your shirts are off and you're covering your
Yeah, you're not doing that topless thing, are you?
Oh, that's a big thing. You know who does topless photos with
skinny
the newborn?
Skinny people.
Skinny people. That's who does that. You know who's not doing that? Me. I'm not doing that. So I don't want my son to see me without a shirt on because that will be confusion. That will cause.
He'll be like, there's nothing coming out.
What the heck? This isn't fair.
This is like.
I'm waiting on lunch.
Y'all, the restaurant left the open sign on, but y'all closed. I hate that, by the way. When a restaurant or any place, and it's like you walk, you go by, it's 2 a.m. They're obviously closed, and the big neon dumb sign, open,
and they blink.
I get so angry at that. That's not.
I don't know why, but that makes me think of a restaurant in Nashville called Ed's Fish and Pizza House. It's literally called Ed's Fish and Pizza House, and there's a sign in the window that says, sorry, we no longer serve pizza. But the big sign at the top still says, and they've never changed it. It's been that way for 20 years.
Did they ever?
I think that once upon a time they used to have pizza, but they don't have pizza anymore.
That's a pretty funny like gag, actually.
Yeah. We should just start a restaurant and call it, you know, Jim's Tacos and Steak. Sorry, we no longer have tacos.
But there's no reason to go there.
Yeah, but they have steak, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You want some good tacos? I'm thinking about doing pork belly tacos. Ooh. I saw a recipe online the other day.
So, I'm all about that, man. And I'm in. You just say when, and I will be at your house.
You want to get on the meal train? You can be the meal train person for this weekend.
Man, I'd have
bring some
set.
Pork bellies.
Dude, I want a meal train if that's on the agenda, because everybody always, like, Stacy gets chicken when we get, like, tacos and stuff. I'm like, chicken? I'm like, people in Mexico don't eat chicken. You want pork.
People in Mexico don't eat chicken?
You mean polo?
Not as much.
Pollo Mexicano?
Isn't that the whole restaurant in Breaking Bad?
When I would go to Grandma's house, it was almost always pork.
Pollo loco?
It was always pork, man.
Pollo hermano?
You keep saying that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I'm loving the smell of this.
Bubba's going to use so much hand sanitizer.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, he's used half the bottle.
It's going to peel off his skin.
You're using it like cologne. Just rub it on your face. All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, okay.
Have fun with the rest of the podcast.
Okay.
Taking my giant box of hand sanitizer.
Dude. Have fun with your hand sanitizer.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, I do not want to be Patrick.
What, taking photos?
No, just having to look like him.
Oh, boy.
I would say it's only funny because he's in the other room, but it's funny anyway.
You want to shave or...
Yeah, what are you doing for the pic? I mean,
you're going to see a barber?
Your kid's going to grow up going, oh, I took pictures of Santa Claus on my first week of life. Do a shave job. Patrick, are you going to shave?
I'm not going to
What time
shave.
Are your photos?
Are you going to dress?
Now.
Are you dressing
go.
Up as Santa? You have it. Don't you have a suit?
I don't have a Santa suit. You can't have a Santa suit.
We have one at the firehouse
because you know how much you're going to get roped into being Santa.
Yeah, because you're like, hey, you want to do Santa Claus? And you're like, it's for like 2 hours. How much? $300.
Yeah, right, I'll be there. You can't say no because like I'll be there. I want that money.
Make $300.
$300. I just got to put this thing on and go be goofy. Yeah, I'll go do it.
Ho ho ho! Come here, kid. Okay, see you later.
How much would you do? How much would you go for 2 hours to be Santa Claus?
By $300. That sounded about right.
I think the first time you do it almost for free as a favor, but then after that...
Nope. You're getting paid in exposure. We don't play that.
Yeah.
Really?
Nope. Mm-mm. No.
But I mean,
you're worth it.
The thing is,
my
hair's not white enough, and I don't think I would be a good Santa Claus. I'm not jolly enough. I'm really not.
Yeah, you'd be like snarky Santa.
Yeah, that's not really a thing. Nobody wants that
but
guy.
I think snarky Santa would be... I would rock that.
You'd
I
be
would
like be Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah. You'd be bad Santa.
I wouldn't be bad Santa, but I would be the Santa who makes fun of your kid for being stupid. And nobody wants that. But it'd be hilarious in YouTube videos.
Oh my gosh. And you have like not an OnlyFans, it's kind of weird, but like what's the thing where people can watch it online and they can just watch my face and I have a microphone and they can hear everything I'm saying under my breath? Oh my God, look at this guy.
I'm telling you, it's a pretty good YouTube video.
I don't hate snarky Santa OnlyFans.
Kid, your mom dress you? Yeah? Mm-hmm. I can tell.
What do you want for? Okay, you be the kid. I'll be Snarky Santa. All right. What's your name?
Billy.
All right. What are you? What are we doing?
I'm a banana.
What are we? What are we doing here, Billy?
I don't know.
Okay.
That is actually very accurate.
Has anyone told you what this is about, or did they just drop you off here?
It's supposed to say hi to Santa.
Okay, here, take my card. This is a text number. Just text it. Get your brain wrapped around this. Okay, bye.
But Santa.
Okay, bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you know what? I would watch that for hours. Hours.
Yes.
That would be amazing. Santa Claus abusing small children. Not physically, just mentally. But still, it would be terrible.
David, what is that smell?
What?
Oof. Oh. All right, listen, pal.
I know you
want the Transformers, but you get in Bed Bath and Beyond.
You need to transform out of these clothes because you stink, son.
You like cherry blossom? What you got? I'm going to get you hooked up with a scent of. It's going to be shower gel, and then you're going to need to. Oh my God. Your skin looks like a crocodile. Get some lotion on this, kid.
Dude, you just made fun of Will Smith going to come slap you. You made fun of eczema kid.
Seriously, what is wrong with you?
I know.
You're the worst Santa ever.
Trying to get slapped?
Well, see, that's what you they have to sign a thing. Like, you cannot come against me because it's Snarky Santa. It's the whole thing. It's basically the same guy at the dunk tank. The guy who yells at you like the
talking
weird clown.
Smack. Yeah.
Like, hey, bud, you over here. Are you strong enough to throw the ball? And then they have all these things, and they make fun of, like, everyone. A bald guy, fat guy, skinny guy, how they dress. They got a limp. They make fun of all of it. Everything's on the table. But this is for kids, against kids, making fun of them.
As if these kids aren't fragile enough already.
Is this a great idea or what?
One
this
session is, with Snarky Santa will ruin them for life.
God, I can already read the hateful comments on YouTube. You people are going to hell. I can't believe you're doing this. These children will be scarred for life. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? It was funny, and 1,000 people watched it. So.
Tonight at 6, authorities are investigating what turned out to be a not great idea. Patrick is standing by on location at Rivergate Mall. Patrick?
Well, what people are calling a very abusive situation, a local radio show, because they never say the name of the station.
No, this one they would.
Turned into a scary Christmas for little ones lined up to see jolly old Saint Nick.
And then here comes your sound clip. I don't know. It seemed like a great idea. But
it's me, all dads, by the way.
To
it's
me, it looked like Santa Claus. To me. Everybody
see
Santa Claus. Say, hey!
Hey!
I simply said, kid, I think you got diabetes. And,
and it turns out he did.
And you know what? I wasn't wrong.
He was not wrong. Bye, Patrick.
Okay, bye.
I can't wait to see these pictures, man.
Have you looked them up? But you know what they're...
I do know what they look like, yeah, because we did all that.
Oh, you did.
Except my kids were awake. I guess they didn't figure out the formula back then. Yeah, they didn't know that you're supposed to put them to sleep. But, dude, it's just, it's creepy,
she
man.
She is going to walk in with Benadryl.
Yeah, like, that's weird. I mean, back in the day, like in the 1800s, they would do photos. Let's say if Uncle Fred died, they would pose Uncle Fred in an outfit sitting in a chair, and then the whole family would stand around, and they had to be still. And, like, it was weird because the exposure time on the cameras was, like, 10 seconds. Nobody could breathe. No, it was like,
are
okay,
their eyes
freeze.
Open?
Yeah, their eyes are open.
But his
are
closed.
Uncle Fred's. Well, sometimes they would prop them open and you could see, like, toothpicks in the holding their eyelids up.
Oh. And there's also very early airbrushing where
they would carve
the eyes on the tintype.
They which was creepy looking.
Mm-hmm. How do you look?
But they would also draw it on their eyelids, like they would draw right here.
They're just death photos, I believe. They're
it's like
18th century like death. Yeah,
but it looks like they're all asleep.
Yeah, death.
I thought it was 19th century.
Oh yeah, it is.
I never understand that. Is 18th century when it's in the
1700s?
No. Okay,
19th is the 1800s. We're in the 21st century now.
Why?
It makes no sense to me.
Okay, all right. I've never gotten
I don't
that.
Know why they do
well,
that.
Well, because the first century was 0 to 999. So there wasn't a... right?
No,
right?
We're ahead of time.
Or whatever. Or 0 to 100.
I'm looking at this family posing with, gosh, two babies.
These are creepy.
Yeah, it's the creepiest photos you'll ever see in your life.
Oh, this is sad.
Like, here's this guy sitting in a chair, and they just prop him up like he's sleeping.
God, this is so
isn't that the worst?
What am I doing? Why am I watching this?
Well, because I told you to watch it. Or, like, they have, like, the little brothers and sisters posing with their recently departed brother and sister.
I know.
And dolls. They put all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's the one I just saw.
Yeah, man.
Dead girl, and she's got dolls. Ooh.
Yeah, man.
That's awful.
Well, but it was that way that they had that keepsake because photography was new and not prevalent. So.
And it was so expensive that the only time you do it is to commemorate them as they pass.
And now we put RIP on our trucks. So it's fine. However you're going to do it.
We do that, don't
right?
we?
Right. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. By the way, Philip on YouTube says, question, does the artist from the George Strait songs get credit on the Scotty McCreery song? Just curious. But we had actually covered this with Scotty McCreery. We were talking about Damn Straight. And the song basically name drops lines from a bunch of George Strait songs. Scotty was super cool. He and his crew went to all of the songwriters of all those songs that they used word drops from. And they got their permission ahead of time to use them. And they cut them in on the royalties, which I thought was super, super cool. Because most people wait until after the fact and go, oh, did I do that? And then they got to, how much will it cost to make you go away?
Yeah.
They did it up front and were cool about it. So, yeah, there you go, Philip.
Yeah, I think he said that they didn't have to, right?
They didn't have to.
Yeah.
According
just the reverence and respect, I think, speaks volumes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was good. He was good. He was a good interview. He's gotten better over the years. I mean, he was in high school, I think, when we first talked to him. But he's gotten a lot more relaxed. Carrie was that way when she came off of Idol. Mm-hmm. She was very reserved. And she's reserved anyway, but she's gotten better.
She was more, not even reserved, she was aloof. She didn't want to let any secrets out. Like, she didn't want to say anything. No, but I'm saying, like, she didn't like letting her personal information out there. And
well, I think a lot are that way. I don't know. She was just...
Well, anyway. Her especially, because the scrutiny that she had was with Idol was a whole different ballgame than what I think most new artists go through. That you got to remember, message boards were a thing
back then. And it was like a new... Idol was new.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah, it was the biggest show on TV, and people were on message boards tearing her down, tearing her apart, or even things that weren't nasty, but the speculation.
Go sing to your cows!
Big
dummies.
If in their mind took a misstep on the show, even, you know, not even singing-wise, just maybe her eyes went in the wrong direction. They're like, oh, she was being, an affront to whoever, So she was under a tremendous amount of really odd pressure that most artists even never go through, at least until they get bigger. Mm-hmm. She was just out of the gate from 0 to 100.
And then you become Eric Church and you're like, I'm canceling a concert. I'm going to watch a baseball game.
Let me tell you, I caught so much flack for defending Eric Church. I mean, I still, for those of you who don't know what happened, he canceled his concert Saturday night in San Antonio because he wanted to go see UNC and Duke play basketball. Once in a lifetime, first time it's ever happened. So he's like, I'm going, man. I'm a huge fan.
Record, it's the first time they met in the Final Four.
Right, in the Final Four, right. I mean, but yeah, so he's like, I'm going to this. This is my dream. I'm a huge fan. I can afford to go. Man, he'll probably be sitting close to courtside.
I'm going to question his fandom, though. I'll tell you why. Because it's not my proudest moment because of the outcome, but you remember the year the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
I went into work that August, and I took off Super Bowl Sunday and the day after because I worked Sundays through Thursdays because I knew the Colts would be in that game. You were such a Carolina fan. Why didn't you say, I know they'll be in the Final Four. That you should have taken the time off then, Eric Church.
Luke Combs did.
So that's what, okay, see.
He and Luke Combs are going together. And Luke was off.
But Luke's already off. No, the point is, I had faith in my team getting there. Where was yours, Eric? Where was yours? Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he might not have thought about that at the time when they're doing the booking. Because, again, Eric isn't involved in the actual booking. They say, Eric, when do you want off? And he probably went, give me the winter months off, and I'll be at the beach house in Costa Rica or whatever.
See, the amount of people that told me that I was too harsh for saying that I thought this was such a... I take umbrage with this move.
The main people that are mad at him because they not only were the tickets expensive, because tickets to everything are expensive now, but there's a lot of people who were using this as a destination getaway, flying from all over the country. So they had airfare, they had car rentals, they had Airbnbs and hotels and reservations at restaurants that were non-refundable. And they're like, you know, am I ever going to get this money back, Eric? No. And, you know, other people are going, well, you know, that's what you get for following somebody around the country. So there could be a little bit of backlash. There could be, which kind of sucks because all the other singers that are out there could be a victim of that same backlash of people just saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to make destination concerts a thing because they might cancel it if their team goes to the World Series or whatever that might be.
It's not April Fool's joke.
No, that's right.
Everybody was saying that. I'm like, well, there's no way he would do an April Fool's joke because then all those people would be canceling airfare
and
all that.
Because he has no sense of humor. Let's be fair. Have you ever seen Eric Church crack a smile?
Yes, I have. But okay. I mean,
this is really irritating me that he did this. So I will be over it come Monday. But I'm not going to be nice.
I think it's why is because you're so close to it. Carson goes to at least. How many travel destination concerts do you go to a year on average?
Probably somewhere between 7 to 10, if not more.
So 7 to 10 weekend trips are planned around concerts of some sort. So for you, this really hits home because you get your tickets early. Usually you'll get like in the front row. You buy the front row tickets and then you and whoever you're going with, you book your travel and all the other stuff. So this really hits home to you because you feel like it sets a precedent that it's okay to start canceling shows.
Yeah, and I'm not usually that person that – I know there are fans that will say things like you see an artist or a celebrity, whatever. You see them out somewhere and you're like, man, can I get a picture? And they might be like, hey, I'm with my family. You're like, well, I pay for your life. And I'm usually like, bro, leave them alone. Like,
I pay for your life?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People say that?
Yes, they're like, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be here with your kids and whatever. And I'm normally defending the celebrity on the end of that, except in this case where I go, the reason that you are able to attend the Final Four and have the luxury of getting into such an elite sporting event and probably having really good seats is because of those 18,000 people that paid to see you that you just bailed on. And again, I'm very touchy about it right now. I will probably be over it soon.
And I'm on the other side where I'm like, I get both arguments, but I do think as a person, he has the right to cancel a concert for any reason that he wants. People do it all the time. And I understand there's not 18,000 people. If I were to call in and go, I'm taking a personal health day, as everybody's now doing, so I miss a morning show. You know, the world doesn't stop. And that's where you guys are saying that, you know, the 18,000 people who paid for tickets, there should be some accountability there. Who knows? I don't know if he's going to reschedule or he said canceled, right?
It's flat out canceled. Yeah, their tickets are being refunded. So
anybody who had front row tickets and all that?
Yeah, if you got in the pit, and which is a big deal for that. But yeah, it's just, again, it's – I just – I right now, you're right. It cuts deep. Even like Garth is doing the shows in Nashville, and that's to make up for the one that got rained out last year. And even that, which he had nothing to do with. He has nothing to control the weather. But there are some people
you think Garth can't control the weather.
I mean, that's true, actually. If anybody could, it would be Garth Brooks. But there are people who, because of just the mess of trying to get out of the stadium and then the disappointment of the show, it left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths for, frankly, no fault of the venue, no fault of Garth. It just was a disappointment for them. And those people then took a pause with the idea, do I want to buy more tickets?
Yeah, imagine for this.
You know, and I feel bad for Eric in a way because, again, his fans have stuck through him through all kinds of stuff. You know, whenever he came out against guns and all that kind of stuff, there was a lot of people who bailed. But there were a lot of people like, man, I'm not going to hate on you because of we disagree on this one thing. But now they may not survive this second thing. And that's that could be bad for his future.
I think he'll be. Because for as much as I'm sitting here, like, just piling on him because my emotions are raw about it, am I really not going to go see Eric Church again? Come on. Of course. Right. You know, I I'll talk a good game until like I'm in front of it and go, okay, I'll buy the ticket. All right. I'm going to go. It's fine.
Yeah.
Again, I've just complained about Motley Crue putting on a terrible show, but I'm going. Yeah.
Big 30. D may never see him live again. Because Big that D goes true. To no concerts. Therefore,
has nothing to do with this.
Doesn't bother me at all. But it is going to hurt his brand, I think, for sure. A lot.
But it wouldn't hurt his banana.
Well, that is
that's
it for me.
Because he
then.
Decided to split.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Again, don't contagious. Forget. Like, share, the whole thing. Rate us really, really high. That helps us out tremendously. We definitely appreciate it. Are we done?
Thank you all.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.